Yesterday I went to Williams for the teen retreat. There are about 200 children, 200 teens who were doing retreat organized by the Diocese of Phoenix, and I helped with their confession in the afternoon. But while I was driving, I listened to Dale Alquist about the great mind of Gilbert Chesterton. And one of the things I was talking about is precisely about sin. There are only two things we can do on sin, either to deny it or to accept it and confess and be forgiven. And in the world, sometimes this sense of sin is no more. It's only in the Catholic Church that we talk about it. And also, it's only in the Catholic Church that you can receive forgiveness through the sacrament of confession. And many people will say that they don't go to church because the church is judgmental. But as Chesterton said, it's them who judge themselves, that's why they don't come. Because if you come to the confessional, you'll be forgiven in the church. Temptation is not yet a sin, but an invitation to commit sin. Sin is what we do when we lack trust in God and we disobey His will or His plan for our own good. The tempter or Satan is the deceiver from the beginning. He is a liar. He will lure us to doubt God and His love for us and replace Him with an apparent good. Then we take the bait. We don't usually say in our mind, today I will disobey God, or today I like to commit a sin. No, we don't say it like that. There are three stages of committing sin. First, we perceive it is good. Just like Eve, so the tree was good for food. The fruit of the tree was good for food. We think it is good and can make us happy. But God is the only good, the source of our true happiness. Secondly, it is pleasing to the eyes. If I possess this, I will be happy, we say in our mind. And third, desirable for gaining wisdom. If I possess this or that, I will be powerful, I will be famous and happy, I will be like God by disobeying God. I'll be like God by deceiving, by deciding what is good or evil. So in the Bible, when you know what is good and evil, meaning it's like you know also everything in between, and like you are God. Jesus in our gospel shows us how to be victorious over temptations and sin. Tempted with food, he countered it with the word of God. One does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Tempted to doubt God's love, he said, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And tempted to worship other gods or idolatry, Jesus countered the devil with, "The Lord your God shall you worship, and Him alone shall you serve." These three temptations are countered head-on by the three practices or discipline of Lent. Temptation for food or worldly pleasures, we have fasting or self-denial. For doubting God as the source of our joy, we have prayer, increasing our union and conversation with God will result in cementing our trust in Him. For the temptation to be powerful and famous, We have almsgiving or serving our neighbors, being merciful with them as God is merciful with us. And there will be joy as fruit of service. Also, Jesus said, if you want to be great, be a servant of all, and you will be joyful too. There are also three evangelical councils that the religious have. They call it the vow of poverty, vow to chastity, and vow to obedience. These evangelical councils give us power over our desires for possessions of things, physical pleasure, and to be great or powerful. Instead of wanting more and more, we should desire to love Lady Poverty instead, as St. Francis of Assisi calls it. Detaching ourselves from the things of the world allows God to fill us with his love and mercy. The virtue of chastity gives us power over our desire for physical pleasure and tendency to use others as objects. We can be single-hearted. We can be single-hearted for God and desire to be a gift to others instead, willing their own good above our own. Our desire to be great, to be like God, is countered with a vow to obedience, to obey God at all costs, to serve him alone above all else, to choose to abandon our will to his and live our lives for him alone, as Jesus modeled us in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, but yours be done. When God is at the center of our lives, we are more attentive to the needs of others. We love our neighbor as God loves us. Then we can be truly happy. So we ask the Lord, as we receive Holy Communion today, that he give us this grace to be, as we go through testing in our lives, that we emerge stronger and stronger as we are united with Jesus, who also was tempted but did not commit sin. May Our Lady of Joy, the Mother of Mercy, intercede for us all. Amen.